other fella. That's different, but in the barrel, it would be called bulk.
I see. That's the difference. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like the sugar.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's good. And now, what would you have on your table to season your food with? Like
salt,
mm-hmm,
pepper.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, like if you had a bowl of apples on the table, now one of the kids might say, "Oh, Mama," if they wanted one of those apples, they say, "Mama, give
me one of those apples, or pass the apples, please."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I used to bake them things. I had a pan. I don't know how long and big it was.
You'd bake an apple?
Bake them.
Oh, you bake an apple?
Mm-hmm. Wash them, take the core out of the middle with a knife, and put them in a pan, put so much water and spice and sugar and butter, and set them in the oven and bake them.
Mm-hmm.
No, they were good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I bet they were.
Yeah.
Well, now, if a person had a lot of money, they'd call him a rich man, but if they didn't have much money, they'd call him a... kind of the opposite of a rich man would be a...
I don't know.
Poor?
No, not poor. Oh. I had the very same question in school.
You did?
Oh, my goodness. Maybe I'll think of it.
Maybe you'll think of it later and we'll come
maybe.
Back.
Maybe.
Now, talking about...
He was a... We used to call him not rich, not poor, but good liver. A good liver. A good liver. Not one of these in here, but...
Yeah, but somebody who lives good. I see. Yeah.
Good liver.
Yeah.
That's the way they used to do it in my time.
Uh-huh.
Maybe they didn't have another word that sounded better, uh-huh, but that's what it meant.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That's very interesting, yeah. Well, now, inside of a cherry, the part that you don't eat, what do you call that?
The hull.
Huh?
Hull.
Oh, the hull inside of a cherry.
No, that's the seed inside of the cherry, and the outside's the hull.
I see.
Hmm.
And what about inside of a peach, the part that you don't eat?
Seed.
And that type of peach that separates easily from the seed, you call that a?
Plum peach. Mm-hmm. You can get the seed out easily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, what about the kind that you can't get out easily?
Clingstone.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the part of the apple that you throw away after you eat it?
Core.
And what about the type of nuts that you pull up out of the ground and roast?
Peanuts.
Have you ever heard them called any other name? You ever heard them called goobers?
The children said, "Give me a goober."
Yeah, that's what I was wondering about.
Give me a goober. Give me my goobers.
Yeah.
Oh, me.
Yeah.
That was funny little days.
Uh-huh.
We used to pull them up and pull them out on the side of the road and let them get dry,
mm-hmm,
and then pull them off the vine.
Mm-hmm.
My little children helped their father.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Daddy, when you going to pull the goobers off the vine? He said, "Well, when they get dry." "Then what you going to do with them, Daddy?" He said, "We're going to put them up to dry." Said, "Then we can get a big, we can slip mama's bread pan out and roast them, can't we?" "No," he says, "you mustn't slip the pan out. So just tell Mama you want some roasted peanuts and she'll fix some for you."
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Oh.
That kid for you. Slip, you see.
Yeah. It's more fun, they think, if they slip, I guess.
Yeah, I reckon.
Yeah. Well, what kinds of nuts would grow on trees that you'd have?
Yeah, hickory nut and pecans, mm-hmm, and walnuts,
mm-hmm,
chestnuts,
mm-hmm,
and another one, the other chestnut. And there's something else, hazelnut. They used to grow wild in our home.